All right, welcome back to podcast number 79. We're here. We're back. We're better than ever.
Yeah, better than ever. 79 is one of my favorite numbers.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. But no, it's today not. It is.
Yes,
it is. I love number 79 specifically today.
Yes, it is.
And you know what? Next time we record,
it's going to be 80.
Going to be 80.
And then 81. And that was my football number in high school.
We're getting pretty close to 100.
Yeah, when that's you get like, a tattoo and shave your eyebrows.
That's not happening.
Yesterday, I want to say it was yesterday, we got some big news, right?
Oh, yeah.
Big comment on our video.
Oh, yeah.
I think that might be the thumbnail.
Oh, yeah? You think
potentially.
So?
Potentially.
We could maybe. Depends.
Mr. Beast knows us.
Mr. Beast knows us.
Yeah.
I thought for some reason he commented on our video before, but he hadn't.
Definitely not.
He's just come up in conversation about like wanting to collab with. Like people have submitted polls on our Instagram story.
Oh, yeah. But,
and yeah, and nothing's come of it. Because we've tagged him a few times in the Instagram story.
I'm sure he gets like millions and millions of tags.
No replies.
No replies. No. Well, we don't know actually because you were the one scrolling. And if you didn't scroll on your phone in that exact moment, you wouldn't have seen the comment.
No, it wasn't even... So I was just sitting there doing my work for makeshift.
Yeah. Well, first of all, pop up the comment.
Well, pop up the comment right here.
He commented on one of our videos.
Yeah. So I was just working at my desk and my phone was like located to the right of me.
Located.
It was like over here. Mm. And I just saw it like kind of light up.
Yeah.
And that happens all day to us. I have my YouTube notifications, Instagram, everything on.
It's light flex.
And I just looked and I saw Mr. Beast. And I was like, this has to be like a fan account or something. Or like someone like those accounts that just put random names
100%.
That are similar to others. Like there's a bunch of fake makeshift project accounts out there. But it wasn't. So I clicked in. I actually went to my computer. I saw the check mark next to his name. Clicked the comment. 256 million subscribers.
Which is an insane amount of subscribers.
It's insane.
I feel like he hit
256,000 more times than us.
What?
No, 256 times more than
what
than
kind
us.
Of math was that?
I'm just mathing over here. I don't know what I'm doing.
So yeah, Mr. Beast knows us. Maybe that won't be the thumbnail because that wasn't that exciting. But Mr. Beast comments on our video. It was pretty cool.
I have an idea for the thumbnail.
Okay.
And I'm going to get to it later.
All right.
I'll bring it up.
All right. Well, I want to talk about a bunch of cool stuff.
Okay.
That like I don't think you know and I didn't know.
Okay.
Can you guess? So I'm going to start this off by... doing a little guessing game. It's one, you're guessing one thing. Can you guess the most downloaded app on the App Store this past month?
I feel like there's a purpose behind this.
There is
like
a purpose.
I feel like it makes sense.
Do you know it?
No, I don't know it.
The
New York Times.
No, not the New York
obviously
Times.
Not.
No, there's a big reason why.
A big reason why.
Huge reason.
Politics are coming up.
No.
We got elections coming up.
I just
said no.
No,
okay.
No, not politics.
We don't have that.
Not politics.
What could it be in the past? Oh, it's
you're never going to guess this.
It's springtime. It's a thermometer. It's a measurement tool.
No, that's not
it. Doodle jump. Pocket God.
Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
Or are you just going to throw random guesses out there?
I mean, I keep throwing stuff out
there. I know you can.
What about TikTok?
No.
Oh, Snapchat.
No.
Not a social media.
It's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Wendy's.
No.
Oh, because I thought the free fries. I thought people wanted the free fries.
But that, all right, so that's exactly why there's another restaurant that is doing this thing where if you download the app, you get something for free.
Yeah. Subway.
No.
McDonald's.
No.
Dairy Queen.
No.
Sonic.
Closer
with Dairy Queen?
Dessert.
Oh, Baskin Robbins.
No. Dessert, not ice cream.
Dessert places. Ice cream. Cold Stone.
I just said not ice cream. Not ice cream. So go away from ice cream.
Carvel.
Think about breakfast.
Breakfast? Breakfast dessert?
Yes.
Starbucks.
No.
Oh.
What's the other one?
Dunkin' Donuts.
You're getting closer now.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. What's the other donut place?
Krispy Kreme?
Krispy Kreme.
Oh, because McDonald's and Krispy Kreme are collabing.
No.
No.
Krispy Kreme is the number one most downloaded app this past month. It's topping Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, everything. Snapchat, it's over top of everything. And the reason why
is
Krispy Kreme started offering customers a dozen free donuts by downloading the app.
A dozen?
Yeah. So you get a full box.
What?
If we pass a Krispy Kreme tomorrow, we're stopping. I'm not joking.
Why are we doing that like immediately? I don't have the Krispy Kreme app.
Well, I don't think that there's many Krispy Kremes near us.
But there's one in Jersey City.
Oh,
so I'm going to do that. How long is this running for?
I don't know.
Forever?
No, not forever, but it's like within the next... It just started this past month. I think it started in April and it's going to go into the summer maybe.
Okay.
But if we pass it tomorrow on our drive to Maryland, we're stopping.
There might be one somewhere.
Yeah. I'm sure there's
What are we doing tomorrow?
We're going golfing.
We're going on a golf trip. Hopefully get some golf content out there.
We're going to get some golf content.
That's going to be fun stuff. Easy stuff, light stuff. The good stuff.
Light stuff.
Just in the realm of golf. So because people understand that we're going on a golf trip.
Yeah.
So we're going on a golf trip, Ocean City, Maryland. We got a week worth of golf coming up. I'm stoked for it. And while this podcast airs, actually, we've played four rounds.
Yeah. And we have just
Average score in those four rounds?
Is this me guessing what my average score is?
Yeah, what's your average score? We're going to look back at this and we're going to laugh.
Am I being realistic?
Be realistic here.
My average score is going to be I'm going to be realistic, but ambitious.
Okay.
I'm going to say my average score is going to be a 10, over under 10. It's going to be a 103.
103? That's exactly what I was thinking.
I would feel really good about if my average score was a 103.
I think one round you're going to shoot like a 110 and you're going to get down on yourself.
I haven't shot a 110 in like since I started.
Some of these courses are a little bit more legit, real deal. No, but actually the conditions being nicer, you might play better.
But I'm going to break 100, not 90. Okay. More. That'd be great. But you can do what's your average score?
My average score after this weekend, a target that I want to go for is 85.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say 87. No, because I want to break 80 once, and I don't want to touch 90.
All right, so just shoot in the 80s.
Yeah. So if I shoot in the 80s, I should be 84, 85, and that would be considered a successful week for me.
If I break 100 two times out of the five times we golf, I'll be very happy.
Plain and simple.
Speaking it to his guest.
We're going to get you to hit your driver. It's going to be great. Here's a question for you. Can you guess the rarest shot in golf? This is out of all the shots.
Flop shot.
Not the flop shot, no.
What do you mean the rarest shot?
The rarest shot, like statistically the rarest.
Like the least likely to happen?
The least likely to happen.
It's not the flop. It's
think
off the tee.
No, not putter off
the tee. That's probably the
rarest. No, not like people shooting the shot, like the type of shot. Like what's the most rare shot?
A hole in one on a par three.
Hole in one, a lot of people think it is, but it's not. It's not the hole in one. That's a great answer, though.
It's a hole in two on a par five.
Hole in two. So that would be an albatross.
Albatross, yeah.
Albatross, a lot of people think that too. And it actually might be. But you want to know what the rarest shot is?
Yeah.
You hitting the ball straight.
Oh, that was just mean.
Yeah.
That was mean. That was just mean. It's pretty true.
That was it.
Pretty true.
That was all I wanted. Got it. You know what? I wasn't going to bring that up this early. I wanted to end the podcast with it, but I was like, you know what? I've kind of automatically transitioned into it. It just kind of felt right.
Oh, I was at the bar last night. Do you know who was asking for you?
Who?
Nobody.
Oh.
Right back at you.
That got me.
Boom!
No, but like someone must have. Someone was asking for me.
Probably.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
I went to locals.
Okay. No one was asking for me there.
Okay. So I want to keep these little crazy things that I just found out.
Yeah.
Going.
Okay.
Have you heard of the no lose clause in actors' contracts?
The no lose clause?
Mm-hmm.
In an actor's contract? Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense to me.
It's wild.
Okay. I want to hear it.
So crazy.
No lose.
So there was a video of The Rock on a red carpet playing rock, paper, scissors with an influencer or something for a video.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Didn't he do it, Mr. Beast?
No, it was some... Oh, he did that too.
Okay.
But that was like a joke. He lost to her in rock, paper, scissors because she cheated. He got all pissed off, like actually mad, which was crazy because he never loses.
Was she delivering early?
She delivered early because...
Or late.
No, early because she went rock, paper, scissors and didn't say shoot.
Oh.
And he had The Rock, so she went paper.
Okay.
The clause guarantees that he can never be bested or beaten by anyone on screen.
In general. So it doesn't matter if it's from my phone or film camera. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So like any movie that he's in, he will never lose a fight.
Oh.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's insane.
He will never die in a movie.
Really?
He will never lose in a fight.
Is this just The Rock? Are there other actors?
There's three actors that I know have it. So The Rock, Vin Diesel, and Jason Statham.
That, you know what? Three actors that were going to have the no-lose clause, it just kind of makes sense for those three to be
in.
I would have thought maybe Bruce Willis would be on there. Maybe
he might be. I think there's like 22 or something. 12 or 22, whatever. But
I would say Brad Pitt, but I think he died in a movie. He got shot in the head.
All right.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
What movie?
The one where they're in Boston. The Departed. Doesn't he get shot in the elevator in like one of the opening scenes of the movie?
Maybe. I don't remember. Yeah, so it's basically just a testament to him committing to the main, committing to maintaining his alpha male character.
Yeah,
which is a little like it's a branding psycho. Thing.
Yeah, it is psycho.
I think it's a little.
I'm
psycho.
Gonna go beat him in something. Can we? Let's not track down fight. The rock. No, not in a fight.
Not in a fight.
Oh,
so he can't be beaten. It's illegal to beat him.
Oh, I mean, insanity.
Ego.
I want that. I want a clause like that.
I don't want that.
I hate losing. You know, I hate
losing. Yeah, but then if you can't lose, there's no fun.
Yeah.
But I guess you're acting, so there's... Oh.
And if you do lose, you could learn to win. And that's the most joyous part of the process.
Exactly. We're getting deep here.
Speaking of losing, right? You ready? Or winning. Ready. And never losing.
Yeah.
Did you know Abraham Lincoln is in the Wrestling Hall of Fame?
The WWE?
I don't know about the WWE, but he's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. Like the official Wrestling Hall of Fame.
He's a big dude.
He is 6'4". He's wrestled in over 300 matches, and he's only had one loss in his entire career.
And who was the loss to?
I couldn't figure it out.
I was going to say, like, another president? Like George? George was probably dead by that time.
No, but apparently his storekeeper in New Salem, his boss made him go outside and wrestle, like, the county champion.
And
Abe Lincoln took him down, picked him up, threw him on the ground, and knocked him out.
Wow.
He really he bested everyone. Just an athletic specimen.
I know. He's a beast. He's a dog. He doesn't wear a top hat.
He doesn't.
That's
he
my biggest fact about Abraham Lincoln.
I was thinking of presidents I wouldn't want to wrestle. Would Abe Lincoln be number one?
100%.
You think so?
I think we could... All the other presidents are like 90 years old.
No, what...
They all have white hair.
What about
Abe
Obama?
Lincoln actually
what about
looks
Obama?
Good. I could take down Obama.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
And like, what about like JFK? He was a pretty fit guy, wasn't he?
Yeah. But Abe Lincoln, he's a big guy.
I feel like he had some grit to him too. Yeah. He's like kind of mean.
Yeah. Mm, the beard too.
George Washington, probably a
wooden
dog.
Teeth.
Wooden teeth. You're crazy. Taking that out in the ring?
Yeah.
They should form.
He was like 70, wasn't he?
They should form a WWE of presidents. But obviously not real. The WWP. No.
Worldwide
presidents.
Presidents.
I thought
World
it would be
wrestling
great.
Presidents.
No, so it got so leading to another thing. This got me thinking a little bit.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. Who would win in a wrestling match? Kendrick Lamar or Drake? There's a lot of beef going
it's
on.
Definitely
right
Drake.
Now. You think Drake?
Drake's big.
Over Drake like Kendrick?
Physicality?
He's from the streets.
It doesn't matter. It's a wrestling match. What, are you going to bring a gun to a wrestling
no,
match?
No, you're not.
No, Drake's a big dude. I think he's in the gym. He plays sports. I've never seen Kendrick do anything athletic.
Apparently, Drake's got some stuff going on. We're hinting later at the podcast.
Okay.
So you're taking Drake.
100%.
I feel like Kendrick might be like the Rey Mysterio in the ring.
I think Kendrick is small.
Yeah, but you could be small and still take down bigger people.
No,
Rey Mysterio
not really.
Did it for years.
Yeah, that's the WWE.
All right.
He's 5'5".
All right.
Kendrick Lamar's getting squashed.
All right, you ready? Next one.
Yeah.
Jack Black or Kevin Hart?
Jack Black.
You think?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
He is Nacho Libre.
I don't care.
He's Nacho Libre.
You got to think that was years ago, though.
Also, again, the size. Now, well, it'd probably be Kevin Hart, realistically, but I just
like
Jack
Black.
That's
what I'm saying.
Black.
Kevin Hart's an athlete. I feel like you would beat him in a wrestling match.
Jack Black is Nacho Libre and Po from Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, so he's got
so
every...
He has some experience.
He's got all the features. He's got.
Yes.
He's played the characters.
He's
he understands the
peak
part.
Peak male performance.
And
that's him.
And the kind of squeeze.
Nice.
I need the bottle so sweet. This one's a little more interesting. Ellen DeGeneres or Oprah Winfrey?
Oprah.
Oprah?
She's big boned.
I don't know. I feel like Ellen's quick.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
I feel like she's got sneaky power.
I think Oprah's athletic.
I'm talking now, though. You think like Oprah maybe, you know, in her prime.
I still
but
take
Oprah now? You're taking her?
I still
her?
Take Oprah. Yeah? Any day of the week.
That's a talk show host, too, right?
I guess. I haven't really watched her. I don't think I've ever watched an Oprah show.
They're always playing games on Ellen. Oprah really got to the meat of things.
Oh, so we play games.
Yeah. We don't really get to the meat of things. We just throw stuff out there.
Yeah,
all right. Those are But Abe Lincoln, I think, defeats anyone.
He's a dog.
The best.
They call him Abe the Dog Lincoln. I just have so many cool facts.
Okay, yeah, let him rip. Keep letting him rip. I like.
There is some huge Dave and Buster's breaking news.
Breaking news and DMBs.
Breaking news.
What do we got?
You, this is going to make your week.
Wait, they're opening up one in Jersey City.
Well, you're in luck.
What?
Because you're going to be going there a lot more often.
Yeah? What?
Yes.
Is it a rewards card? What are we talking about?
Dave and Buster's will begin offering loyalty members 18 years and older the ability to bet real money wagers on arcade games.
Whoa, wait, really?
Yes. Seriously.
That's crazy.
So it's going to be through their app. It's going to be between friends. So if you wanted to bet me $5 on a basketball game arcade, we could just do it through the app.
So they're revolutionizing the game.
It's insane.
Now, wait. Now, this is interesting because this is based off skill now, right?
This is skill.
So you're allowed to legally bet in between friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we got Brian's dad in the background.
Dave and Buster's.
All Dave and Buster's. Yeah. Ski ball.
It'll be coming out in the next coming month.
He's very interested back there. Oh, man, the basketball machine? Yeah.
So we have to go film a YouTube video.
Oh, of course.
First one to $100, $20, whatever it is.
I will do anything. And what, are we going to wager individually in between each one?
Yeah, definitely.
We'll figure it out.
Definitely.
We got to do the other arcade thing, too.
I know.
It's a lot of stuff that we got to do.
So yeah, Dave and Buster's revolutionizing gambling and arcade games.
You know what?
So I think you're going to be going often.
A leader has to step up
in
an industry from time to time.
And that's Dave.
Apple.
Buster's.
Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
Kanye it just West. Happened. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. All the good ones. All the good ones. I want to jump into the states and countries of the world and the cities.
Let's do it.
All of the things that we got. Before we get to the removing the states, which everybody gets so excited
for. Does everybody like that?
Everybody loves it. Everybody's like, when are you going to get down to one? What are you going to do?
Yes, I'm
like,
we are going to get down to one.
It's probably going to be New York, California, and...
This is my list.
I know it's your list, but that's what the people are saying. They're like, oh, we all know it's coming down to these three.
You never know. It's all about the order. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey.
Okay. We like it. First, before we go into that, though, I want to go back to continents and cities.
Okay.
What's the best city on these continents? So you're picking the best city on each continent. Yes.
Oh, my God.
And maybe you could do a top three per continent. Do you want that?
Yeah, there's a lot of cities on continents. Right,
let's do top three. What are the best three cities on each continent? Europe.
My God.
Yeah, now you got to dive in there. There's a lot, but I'm giving you flexibility with three.
I mean, I haven't been to probably 95% of them.
Yeah, but you could say what you think.
Yeah, no.
Now, there's got to be a gut off the top of the head, right? There's got to be something that comes to your gut.
Yeah, I mean, the gut goes London. Because it's the stereotypical answer.
Blech. That's horrible. You're going to take that?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But.
Nothing against London.
London. It's like everything against London.
I just think there are better options out there. They're so proper there.
You've never been there.
I know I haven't. But I'm very not proper. I feel like I wouldn't fit in.
I want to go like Rome.
Rome?
Yeah.
Rome's a good one.
I've been to Rome. It's good weather all year round.
The Colosseum.
Usually. Colosseum, very historic, and some of the best pizza in the world.
Really?
Yeah, it's Italy.
What's the style of pizza there?
I think they got all different types.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like they do a lot of like Neapolitan style,
which is the good stuff.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
So
we got Rome.
I'll put Rome on there.
Okay,
yeah, why
put
not?
Rome in there.
Why not?
We feeling anywhere in Spain? You don't like it? Listen, what?
You're just every time.
I've been there. I can speak to it. Yeah, it's the last like so five funny. Podcasts I brought it up. I'm just asking you. I know there are cities.
You ever heard of Spain? You ever hear of Barcelona?
Madrid and Barcelona. I don't know. I didn't go to Madrid, but I know Barcelona's a fantastic city.
I agree.
It's a phenomenal place over there.
You're just obsessed with Spain.
I'm not obsessed. I'm just telling you what I know. That's the only place I've been
You ever
in
think
Europe.
Of Spain?
You ever think of it?
You gonna put Spain in there?
Think about it.
You know, I've been there.
Do you want to put it in or not?
Just because you've been there, no. I don't want to put it in there. I was actually thinking about it. Because if you didn't know, I've been there too.
Yeah, Barcelona.
And loved it. It was great. It was great. But it's not getting in there.
They fight bulls there.
Woo! Oh, God.
You thinking like Dublin?
Ibiza.
Okay. That is also in Spain.
You like that?
Right?
You like that?
Yeah. No, I haven't been there, though.
Me either.
Yeah.
But I'd like to go.
Party
no,
capital.
I'm not putting Ibiza in there. No? Ibiza.
What do you want?
No, I'll put Ibiza in there.
Yeah?
Yeah, say it.
Ibiza.
Yeah. Ibiza. We'll go Rome, Ibiza.
Last one.
I really like Stockholm, but I can't put it
Stockholm?
In
Stockholm? Put it in
Too
there.
Cold.
Too cold?
It's freezing. It's dark, like 20 hours a day in the winter.
Okay.
Horrible.
Fair.
In the summer, it's light 20 hours a day.
You know what's funny is I said, what's the best city on these three continents? And you're choosing to just keep these three cities. Are you?
No.
No? Okay. Just pick one. Just pick anyone. This has got, you know,
Paris.
Paris. You're taking Paris?
Yeah.
Love city.
It's the love city, but they don't. They're so.
All right,
mean.
I'll take Dublin.
Dublin?
Yeah.
Dublin, Ireland.
Dublin, Ireland. Just solely for the pubs.
A pint of Guinness.
Pubs. Pubs in Dublin, party in Ibiza, and then food in Rome.
Okay. I initially was going to give you three continents. Should the Europe one just be one video?
Yeah.
That was worth it. All right. Yeah. Let's go through one more then, and all then right, we can cover another one. Okay. What are the three best cities in North America?
Well, I think, I feel like I have to say the one.
Okay.
New York City.
New York City.
Right?
I think you have to.
The greatest city in the world.
You know what's crazy?
Is it really, though?
I live right next to
it. The best city in the world?
I think it is. It's got everything. You know what's funny? It's an island.
It doesn't have beaches, really.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it does, but like not really.
Not really.
Yeah, it is an island. I know, but New York City's in it. People are just genuinely mean people.
You know what's funny?
Which is fine.
If you go tour New York City, you go see just tall buildings, pretty much. Like and Central Park.
Yeah.
Like, from a city standpoint, it's not really like the... And, like, Times Square.
Empire State Building. Statue
but
of Liberty.
Like, what? It's just architecture.
Not even a hot take. Every time we go into the city, I see something new, and I see, like, a new area, and I think it's the coolest thing in the world, where you can just walk down five minutes down the street, and you'll be in an area where you've never been before.
Yeah.
I think that's why it's the number one city.
Yeah, it's very diverse. They got a lot of stuff going
You're
on.
You're welcome, New York.
What other two are you taking?
What other two am I taking? Not L.A.
No, L.A.'s not a great city. You're not taking it?
I'm not doing L.A.
Okay.
I could go like somewhere in Mexico.
Yeah.
I could do that.
You like that?
But more of a vacation spot. I'm going to go Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah. Not Miami. Miami's too much.
Really?
It's just like a club scene.
I feel
I'm not
like,
a big clubber.
Fort I feel like Lauderdale, that's a very hot take of yours to put Fort Lauderdale over a lot of the cities in North America. We're not even just talking USA.
Fort Lauderdale
over
well,
Toronto.
Are you going to pick
Montreal?
You're going to pick Toronto?
No, I don't. I'm
you
just,
said it.
No, I.
You just said it.
I'm
and Montreal.
You picked Fort. Where Fort?
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
I love Fort Lauderdale.
You're taking Fort Lauderdale over like these major cities.
It is a major city. I wouldn't choose Chicago in this. Come on. I'm not living in a city nicknamed the Windy City.
L.A., San Diego, San Francisco.
I just said no to L.A. Now we can't do L.A. And then I'm going to go... I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm going to go New York City, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yeah, take it.
Austin, Texas?
You my
Deal.
Friend. That
flaming
hot
Austin?
Takes. No.
It's amazing there.
But these are just
awesome.
Flaming hot takes.
That's what we do here.
This is crazy.
You want me to be boring? You want me to say New York, Miami, L.A.?
No. You don't even put Mexico City in there.
There's not even beaches there.
There's nothing
going
over there.
Straight hot there.
Nothing happening
Probably
there.
Great food, though.
That's crazy. Okay.
That was stressful.
All right. What do you want to take a break? You share something with me, and then we'll get rid of these states.
We could do the states.
You want to rip
the states?
Let's just rip them. Let's get all the geography out of the way.
Yeah, let's rip these states.
Okay.
Rip them all apart.
If you had to get rid of five more U.S. states, which ones are you choosing? Now, we're 25 states in. We're halfway through. You got
These
25
are the better
left.
Half.
This is the better half. This is the top 50% here.
So if you made it this far, congratulations. Not that it means a ton, because it's me. But we're just going to go with it. Should I make it fast today?
You do whatever you want to do. This is really, it's your day.
All right, Washington's gone.
Washington's gone.
Yeah, you wanted me to get rid of Washington.
Yeah, you have to. Seattle is just not worth it. They got a needle there.
Gone.
That's it.
Did I get rid of Michigan?
Yes, you did. I think last video got rid of Michigan.
I got rid of New Hampshire, too. Sorry, guys.
Poor New Hampshire. You still have Rhode Island? Is Rhode Island still there?
I do, but I like Rhode Island. Rhode Island's cool.
But
beautiful.
It could go.
No, it's a beautiful state. I'm getting rid of Maine.
Maine?
There's like nobody there.
It really
Seriously.
Is. And it's very north and very cold.
It is. It looks really nice. Never been there. Looks really nice. But I just have no ambition to go to Maine. Unless
We're
I'm
not
going
that
to Portland.
It's not that far.
No, it's not that far.
Right?
But Maine's gone.
Yeah.
My grandma loves it there.
You
it's
know,
gone.
Actually, do you think it's closer from New Jersey to Maine than New Jersey to Florida? Yeah, right?
Definitely.
It's way closer.
Way closer. Okay.
I'm just imagining it in my head. Closer, I thought it was a great question. The tip of Maine, I'm saying, you know?
Oh, the tip of Maine. No, still closer.
Okay.
Definitely closer. Yeah, it's like this compared to this.
Okay.
All right. Oh, what am I doing here?
Utah.
Utah's gone.
Whoa. Kanab. Zion. Beautiful. Beautiful little park.
I know.
They got a national park there.
Salt Lake City. The Jazz.
You sure you didn't get rid of Utah already?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I'm getting rid of them today. Okay,
Utah's gone. Hey, listen, it's beautiful there. I've been there. That's one of the places I've been.
Utah, Maine, Washington, gone. Two more. I'm so slow. Virginia? It's just, nothing against Virginia.
Did you get rid of West Virginia already?
Yeah, the first video.
So just all the Virginia. Okay, the first one?
I think so.
Oh.
Both Virginias are gone.
Oh, wow.
Virginia, I'm sorry to say it. If every state I get rid of, I have to trash it a little bit because it's getting rid of, you know?
You have to. I mean, it just makes sense.
Not much going on in Virginia. No. Virginia Beach? Never been, but...
No desire to go.
Why not just go to Ocean City, Maryland?
Yeah.
Secrets. We're going to go there this week.
No, we're not going there.
No, I didn't want to go there. But on that note...
What do you got?
But on that note, we're getting rid of Vermont.
Vermont?
Yeah.
You put the finger up for that
Vermont's
one.
Gone.
Vermont?
Vermont's gone.
Listen.
Skiing, snowboarding, great.
Other than that,
not much.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like this was a theme here. It's like anything scenic, but not a lot going on, we got rid of it.
This was that time.
It's that time.
It is that time.
Time to cut some good players.
On to my stuff. My breaking news stuff that's mind-blowing still to me. Have you heard of Billionaire Bunker Island?
No. Is this a place where billionaires have bunkers in case of an apocalypse?
Basically.
Okay, explain.
The island is in Miami, Florida.
Okay.
It is 300 acres total. There's a golf course on it.
Wait, it's in Miami?
It's in Miami. It's an island.
Okay.
Man-made island.
Oh, okay.
300 acres with a golf course on it.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think that they could just close it off whenever they want. Seriously.
What do you mean?
Like it's a bunker. So it's like you can't get to it unless you're by boat.
Oh, yeah. Because it's an island.
Yeah. It's like bunkers. Jeff Bezos bought his third home on Bunker Island.
They got to have weird stuff going on there.
Probably. He purchased his first home there in June 2023 for $68 million.
That's a cool 68.
October 2023, that's like 5 months later, he bought another home, $79 million there.
Mm.
And then April 2024, which was this past month, he purchased a $90 million home there, making his total investment on Billionaire Bunker Island a whopping $237 million of property.
But why? Why? Because he can?
Yes.
Why do you need three homes on the same island? It's 300 acres.
And it's a bunker.
I don't understand what you're saying by bunker. So it's underground?
It's houses. It's just called Billionaire Bunker Island because all these billionaires are buying property there.
Are they like hiding underneath in a lair?
Probably.
They have like a secret lair?
You
like,
can't get in there.
Like Dr. Evil?
You have to be a billionaire to get in there.
They probably have sharks with lasers on top
of their celebrities that own houses there, Ivanka Trump, Tom Brady, Julio Iglesias? Is that his name?
Sure.
Julio Iglesias? And David Guetta.
Random. Wait, so they're probably living it up. They like Julio Iglesias doing the dancing,
celebrities
singing.
Are so
David
weird.
Guetta's DJ. You got Jeff Bezos tearing up the dance floor. You got Ivanka Trump. Tom Brady's throwing dimes to Ivanka Trump. She'd make a good receiver.
So the world's going to end and they're just going to live there.
Yeah.
That's my hot take of the day.
And
not a hot take, actually. Probably going to happen.
If we go back and we do the fortress and like where we would pick our fort on a budget, remember when we played that game?
Yes.
I would choose Billionaire Bunker Island.
No.
No?
Thousandaire Bunker Island.
Oh, Thousandaire.
We have to make our own.
We're going to make our own. I love it.
We don't have $1 million.
No, we don't. All right.
We do have 1,000.
Can we talk about it?
$1,000.
Can we talk about it?
Yes.
I'm going to talk about it.
Please.
This Kendrick Lamar Drake rap beef.
I don't know anything about
you,
it.
You know nothing.
Nothing.
So I'll give you a brief recap, and then I want to play a game.
Okay.
Okay? This is good that you don't know anything about it.
Yes.
I'm just going to give you the recap real quick of everything that's happened within the rap battle.
You just said a brief recap. They said, I'm going to tell you every single thing
not,
that
not
happened.
Like, I'm not going to tell you everything.
All right, give it to me quick here. I want to hear.
Yeah, so, okay, so April 13th, Push Ups by Drake leaks. It's a diss track on Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
Right? It leaked out. April 19th, it officially drops. Also on April 19th, Drake releases Taylor Made Freestyle. There's two AI artists on the song.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Do you know who they are?
Tupac?
Tupac is one of them.
Biggie.
Not Biggie.
I don't know.
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, that's
who's
weird.
Just still alive. Yeah, so why through the AI generation of Snoop Dogg?
Okay.
But so that was put out to bait Kendrick to drop the diss track.
Okay.
April 30th, my birthday. Happy birthday, Zach. Kendrick Lamar dropped Euphoria, which is a 6-minute long track that went number one on Spotify top charts by May 2nd. So two days, it shot up to number one. Everybody's going crazy over it, ripping apart Drake.
Okay.
On May 3rd, Kendrick dropped another diss track, 6:16 in LA. So like the time, it's like Drake has a song that's like something in California, like in California,
okay, well,
time in California.
Sure.
So he's like mimicking that. And then May 3rd, Drake drops a response called Family Matters. May 4th, Kendrick comes back and drops Not Like Us.
Okay.
So a lot of back and forth going on. The rap industry's going crazy over it. It's nuts. Here's the game I want to play with you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to help me phrase this.
Okay.
Did Drake or Kendrick Lamar say these lyrics?
Yeah.
Now, these are in the diss tracks. How the F you big steppin' with a size 7 men's on?
Drake definitely said that about Kendrick because he's 5'5".
He is a short guy.
Never knew he was 5'5" until this podcast.
He's a tiny man.
Him versus Lil Uzi Vert in a fight, who wins?
I'm going to say Kendrick.
Lil Uzi.
Lil Uzi.
Guy's scrappy.
He reminds me of Invader
Zim. He had a diamond in his head.
Wait, did he?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
He got a diamond implanted in his head. We're getting off topic. Drake said that.
Is it there permanently?
It was, and then he got it removed, which doesn't make it permanent at all.
Wow. Okay, yes, you'd be correct. It's Drake. Speaking about his shoe size, because he's a shorty.
Shorty McShorter.
Kind of corny, but like respected. Why you trolling like a bee? B word. Why you trolling like a B word? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably a minor. So a little double entendre there.
Like, I don't know, honestly.
Okay,
blanked,
you want me to explain it to you? Okay, so Kendrick Lamar was saying, like, why are you trolling like a B-word?
Oh, so Kendrick Lamar said it.
Oh.
You always do that.
I always do it. So, okay, Kendrick Lamar said it. Kendrick about, Drake was posting memes, and he was out there, so he said, why are you trolling? And then strike a chord, and it's probably A minor. A minor, like the note, and then also A minor, like underage girl allegation.
Whoa, to Drake.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And he like holds out the note on the song. He's like, A minor. It's very weird.
That's a crazy.
But it's good. Okay, you got that one right because I gave it to you. You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. 2 for 2.
Okay, last one here. Yeah, my first one, like my last one, it's a classic. You don't have one. Implying that that person does not have any classics. Let your core audience stomach that. Didn't tell him where you get your abs from.
Drake said that about Kendrick.
No, Kendrick Lamar said that about Drake, saying that he has no classic songs.
That's a crazy allegation.
And then he also is saying, didn't tell him where you get your abs from.
Implants.
And, you said you can't stomach it because apparently Drake has fake abs.
Really?
He got like surgery to get abs and like all different like muscular things about him. So you're saying Drake's ripped.
I thought he was.
I'm not sure. It might be implants. And that's what I was hinting at earlier in the podcast.
Him and Liver King are hanging out.
Yeah. And my last take on this, because that's the segment and that's wrapped up.
It seems like you're Team Kendrick.
I think I am Team Kendrick. I think he's a better rapper, but I think like you have to respect Drake as an artist and how like commercial he's able to be.
100%.
But in the rap community, that's less respected. It's almost like selling out.
My honest opinion, I could care less about this entire thing. Seriously, like everything I see on social media, I just scroll past it. I really could care less.
That's why I really don't care about the dropping of the songs and stuff. I think it's cool that two icons are beefing it up in the rap community.
Yeah, I like it. But
and it's good. But apparently like the loser like loses respect among the rap community. But like me and you don't really care.
No.
Like Drake's always going to be Drake. Kendrick's always going to be Kendrick. Like the loser of this is not going to be as clear as people think. And then like to lose some like respect, it's like, no, you're losing respect already.
I agree. I'm just going to probably do the same thing I've always done. Listen to like 3 of their songs over the course of a month and that's it.
My hot take here is that rap battles are more fun than like rap beefs.
Oh,
so like because a rap beef I need to like read the Rap Genius to understand what's going on.
Oh no, rap battles are so good.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't understand. But like rap battles, you know who they're attacking. There's no like hidden messages. And it's just like, it's off the dome and it's like fun. Like you're attacking
like
the person.
It's 8 Mile.
Exactly.
It's the best. I love that movie. Love it.
One Pac, two Pac, three Pac, four.
Nice. You know who's you know who's a good rapper? Who's Patrick Beverly's co-host?
Oh, Roan. Roan. Yeah.
No, good freestyler.
And it's fantastic.
I know. No,
even
I
like
it.
Harry Mack. Like,
oh, he's so good.
Yeah, phenomenal. I love him. So I'm like, I think rap battles, like I would love to see Drake and Kendrick get on a stage instead. And go head to head against each other rather than, you know, having them be like writing these raps and like Drake's probably having ghostwriters write these diss raps and like people are feeding
Kendrick
them information.
Would kill him, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. But like that's like the real stuff. So like,
oh, I love that.
Get rid of the rap beefs. Whenever rappers have problems, put them on stage.
That'd be sick.
And Eminem MSG. Would wipe everyone.
Oh yeah.
He would kill 1,000%. Everyone.
1,000%. All right, cool. I have one more thing.
Okay.
Create your dream breakfast sandwich with 4 ingredients.
Okay.
There's 4 levels.
Oh.
Level 1, you choose your bread.
My bread.
The outside. I got 4 options for you.
Okay.
So you're picking one of the 4.
Everything bagel.
English muffin.
Everything bagel.
Croissant. Bagel.
Everything.
Biscuit.
Okay. Just a bagel, though. I can't customize it.
What's your pick?
I'm not taking bagel, then. Get it out of here. What's everything bagel's the superior bagel. It's the only
What's
bagel
your pick?
I eat.
What's Did you even hear what the other things were? English muffin, croissant, bagel, biscuit.
English muffin.
Okay.
Yeah. I think
Locked
I have
in?
To go. Yeah.
You can't go back.
Nice and buttered.
Locked
give
in?
Me, give me a big one, too.
Can't go back.
Yes.
I was going to ask you what type of bagel you wanted. So.
Okay. Oh, you loser.
Next level. So you have an English muffin toasted with a little butter. That's what you're going with?
I guess. Now I can't change it.
Fried egg, scrambled egg, bacon, or egg white?
What?
Now, you don't like that the bacon is in the egg category.
That's not fair.
You don't know what's coming next, Zach. I'm all over you. I did this last night with people, and they said that is not fair to put bacon in the egg category.
Give me bacon. I need bacon in my sandwich. It's a dream sandwich. It's fine. You don't even eat egg with your breakfast sandwiches. You loser.
This is your sandwich? Sack?
I know it is. But I'm attacking
and yes,
you.
Yes, I do.
Pork roll, egg, and cheese. Hold the egg, please.
All my friends say I say that. I've never said
never
that in
said
my
that
life.
Ever.
Like, okay, so egg. You're going. So you have an English muffin and bacon right now.
Yeah.
Next level. Cheddar cheese, sausage, Swiss cheese, hash browns.
Hash browns. I'm going for it.
So
I'm going
hash brown
it.
With bacon. Because
I'm
an
hoping
muffin.
You give me another cheese. This is the last level. I need something. Something.
Last
here.
Level. Canadian bacon, American cheese, turkey sausage, or ketchup?
Blech.
Ketchup.
Blech.
Blech. So what are you doing here?
Let's go American cheese.
Yeah.
American cheese, hash brown, bacon on an English muffin. Sign me up.
No egg.
No egg.
Hold the egg.
It doesn't. Hold the egg, please.
Hold the egg.
I don't
please.
Want the egg. Can you please hold the egg?
Hold the egg.
That's fine. I'm okay with that. We live.
All right, there you
What's,
go.
What was, is that the picture you sent me?
Yeah, it's just a graphic with it. I found the best Instagram account ever.
Did you?
It has all these hypotheticals with all these foods. I have 3 more.
Oh.
You want to do another?
No. Save it. Save it.
Sure.
Save it.
I have 3 more.
Save it.
All right. We'll do another one.
All right.
You want to do it now?
Let's do it now.
All right.
Let's not, yeah.
Bring one back or pick 3 pancake sides.
Bring one back.
Bring one back?
That seems all right. fun.
Woo! I am actually going to send you this one. Bring one of these fast food items back into existence.
What? So these are retired fast food items?
Retired.
They don't exist anymore?
So you got the Carl's Jr. Pop-Tart ice cream sandwich, Jack in the Box macaroni bites, KFC potato wedges, Arby's potato cakes, McDonald's fried apple pie, Pizza Hut pizzone, Burger King Cinnabuns, Burger King Cinny Minis, Dunkin' Donut Fries, Taco Bell Cheez-A-Rito.
What are Dunkin' Donut Fries? Are those
know,
like,
but those
are those like churros? You know, like
if I had to guess, I would say they're like French toast sticks.
Okay.
That'd be my guess.
I like that guess. Where's the popcorn chicken? Can I just bring back KFC popcorn chicken, please? Is it not
That's
on the list?
That's what I'm saying.
It's just not
Why
here.
Would they do that? Worst move by KFC ever. I've never met a person that's happy about that.
So they don't have fries at KFC anymore? Is that what this is saying?
No.
The potato wedges are gone. That used to be their fries.
Yeah, they have fries now.
Oh, they have regular fries?
Yeah. They're so lame. So lame. Lost a lot of respect.
They're just trying to ruin the restaurant?
It's horrible.
Let's ruin the chain. I don't care about the fried apple pie. Anything with apple
Get
in
it out.
It, I don't eat it.
Get it out.
The macaroni bites from Jack in the Box look delicious.
I know. That was right at the top of my list.
X out potato wedges. We don't need them. Okay. Potato cakes, get it out. Okay. The potato, I'm not bringing back a potato based item.
I agree.
It just doesn't make sense. The Pizza Hut pizzone, just eat a pizza or get a calzone somewhere else.
That looks
else.
Like a calzone, yeah.
Yeah, just get a calzone somewhere else.
The, I'm sure I agree.
It's superior. I concur. Inferior. Sorry. I agree. Inferior? Superior. Inferior is
inferior.
Lower. Inferior goods. Econ.
Okay. All right.
The Cine Minis look tempting, but
you could just go to Cinnabon.
Yeah. Same Cinnabon's going to be superior. So get that out of here, too.
Yep.
So if I had to bring Dunkin' Donut fries, I don't know what they really are. French toast sticks?
That's what I'm thinking.
I'd rather heat them up in the microwave.
Okay. Get them out.
Get them out.
Get out.
Taco Bell Cheez-A-Rito. Now we're in a territory where we could have some debates.
So my hot take is that I feel like it's not that much different than like a Quesarito.
They have the Quesarito.
Yeah.
Get it out. I don't want it.
You're between two. The Carl's Jr. Pop-Tart ice cream sandwich and the Jack in the Box macaroni bites.
You know what's crazy? It's the only thing I've had on this list is the KFC potato wedges.
Me too.
But the Pop-Tart ice cream sandwich looks very interesting.
That's probably such a banger of a
very item. Interesting. Very interesting. I like the way you said that in the soccer
very
video.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Soccer video.
Yeah, the one where they call it football.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm bringing back the Pop-Tart ice cream sandwich. Yeah. I feel like I need to try that
thing. It's the most innovation on the board.
I haven't had a Pop-Tart in 5 years.
I went golfing yesterday, and in the vending machine, I was heavily thinking about getting a Pop-Tart. Yeah. Haven't had it in so long.
Do you know what flavor it was?
It was strawberry.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get it.
Okay.
I got peanut butter Ritz crackers instead.
Oh, mistake?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean...
No, but we can make this. I feel like we can make this. Just let's buy Pop-Tarts and just smush ice cream between it. What if you microwave. Oh, what
toaster.
If you toast the Pop-Tarts and then put the ice cream in?
Now we're talking.
Oh, that's
great business opportunity.
Maybe we'll do it in Ocean City.
I'm down.
We're fine.
One per hole.
And we'll just make all... No. And we'll just make all the boys ice cream sandwich Pop-Tart. Pop-Tart ice cream
sandwich. I would film that.
What, making the Pop-Tart
making
ice cream
the sandwich? Boys Pop-Tart ice cream sandwiches.
That's the thumbnail.
That'd be awesome.
I made all the boys Pop-Tart ice cream sandwiches.
Do you think people would watch that?
They might. They might.
People would watch that.
Jack in the Box macaroni bites looks great. It's a better appetizer at a nice restaurant.
All right, deal.
Thank you very much.
All right. What do you got for me to close it out here?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do a closer. Maybe I'll get to two things.
We'll see.
Because it's pretty quick. Who has the highest vertical in NBA history? Now, this answer might surprise
Muggsy Bogues.
Not Muggsy Bogues. Couldn't jump.
Nate Robinson.
Not Nate Robinson. Short, but can jump.
Could jump.
But can't. Doesn't
can
have
jump. Still alive.
Now, it's interesting because... Very interesting. I think shorter people have higher verticals. That's my theory.
I would agree. But this guy's tall?
I don't know. I'm not telling you.
Dwight Howard.
Not Dwight Howard. No.
Blake Griffin? That's
not Blake Griffin
Is
either.
Is it a dunker?
I would call him a dunker,
Vince
yeah.
Vince Carter?
Not Vince Carter.
Aaron Gordon?
Not Aaron Gordon.
Zach LaVine?
Not Zach LaVine. Now this...
Michael Jordan.
It is Michael Jordan.
Really?
Which is so interesting because I feel like old players just shouldn't be able to jump that high. This is a very like new era NBA take. How do the people back then jump higher than the people now? Do you want to hear the top five?
Sure.
So Michael Jordan's number one. He's 48-inch jump. They called him his airness, which is funny. Like your highness.
Air Jordan?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Daryl Griffith, no idea who that is, had the same vertical, apparently, 48 inches. He was called
Dunkaroo.
He was called Dr. Dunkenstein.
That's a cool name.
Might be one of the best nicknames in sports.
Might be.
Number three on the list was Jason Richardson, 46.5 vertical leap, which is pretty good. I would take that.
Mine's like 5 inches.
Can you guess number four?
Vince Carter?
Not Vince Carter.
Did I say him before?
No, but he is short. Like, shortest person ever win a dunk contest short.
Muggsy Bogues.
Not Muggsy Bogues.
Spud Webb.
Spud Webb. What's Spud's actual name?
Dr.
Your
Spud.
Brother's. It's your brother's name.
Anthony.
Anthony. And then the last one, you'll never guess it, James White, 46-inch vertical.
White.
James White. Played for the Knicks.
Big Knicks guy.
Never did anything for them.
All right.
And then he played
jump
overseas,
high.
But he could jump,
jump high.
I just thought, how is Zach LaVine not on there? How is like some of the best dunkers of all time? Vince
they
Carter.
They don't make them like they used to.
They don't make them like they used to.
Apparently.
Michael Jordan, free throw line, 48 inches.
He stepped on the line. Let's be honest.
Two more quick questions for you, because why not? While we're here, right?
Also, the Rangers won today.
They won
just
today.
Just throwing it out there. Rangers and Knicks are in the second round of playoffs. Everyone thinks I'm a Knicks fan. Like, when I go out, everyone's like, oh, hey, good win the other night. I'm like, I'm a Nets fan.
Why doesn't anyone say that to me?
I don't know. Does nobody say that to you?
No one. That's never happened to me.
Well, when I go out, I watch sports when I'm out. Yeah. So it's like, as we're watching, it's like in conversation.
I went and today by... Okay, here's another small topic. And then I'll be quick. Don't worry. I walked out of into the elevator today. And some guy walked out and he was wearing a Mets hat. I am wearing a Mets hat.
Okay.
Okay. So as a Mets fan, you have to. It's like the Jeep wave. It's like the Jeep wave. You have to say, let's go Mets.
Let's go Mets.
Let's go Mets. I said it to him. The guy goes like this. He goes. He just walked right by me. I was like, that guy. He's a dick. Did not like that at all. He had like an orange Mets hat too with like a blue logo. I was like, what? Why that guy give me a nasty
He's
look?
A fake
like,
fan.
Like I'm crazy.
Fake fan.
I don't think he was wearing the hat right. Like, fake I think fan. He was just wearing it fake fan. To wear it. He's go like, Mets. This is what I have. And I was like, and you know what? I was hesitant to say it too because I didn't think he would get it. And I was like, let's go Mets. And he just turned around. He's like frightened. That's crazy.
What's your last stop?
Yeah, yeah. Two quick ones. Can you guess what the M's in M&M stands for?
Mac and Mike.
Not Mac and Mike.
It's two guys' names.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure because I heard you playing it in the room today, I think.
Playing it?
Was that you?
No, that wasn't
there
you.
Was a video on the TV, I think, then.
On the television?
On the television.
On the telly? I think I heard it on the radio.
Mike?
Not Michael?
Is
not Michael.
Guys' names or no? Mars.
Mars is one of them, Brian.
I knew that.
That's
I swear
good.
To God, I heard it on the TV today.
Where did you get this from?
I don't know. I was working and I heard it like subconsciously.
I mean, Mars is one of them, yes.
Mars and Mars.
No.
Two Mars? No. Double Mars? Mars and Mike? Mars
not
and
Mike.
Milky.
No. I don't think you're going to be able to guess it.
Mars and Milk.
The problem. No.
No, I don't know.
You want me to tell you?
Yes.
Mars and Murray.
Oh, I heard this.
Did you?
Yes.
Wait, what were you doing?
I was editing and I heard it in the background.
Who was watching?
I don't know.
I just looked this up online. Mars and Murray, M-U-R-R-I-E.
So
now,
weird.
Apparently Mars and Murray don't get along anymore.
I heard that
Do
as
you
well.
Know why?
I think. No.
Do you know why? You heard that as well?
No, I don't
was
know.
This today?
Yes.
That's I swear crazy. To God. Apparently Mars leveraged Murray out of his 20% share of the company in 1949. Years before M&M's would become the M&M. Best-selling candy in the U.S.
Wow. Not
ultimately,
the best,
just paid him $1 million for a share of the business, his 20%.
That sucks.
And it turned into a $1 billion
that
company.
Sucks for that guy.
It's one of the worst business
ever.
Deals, I would say.
I would hate to be Murray.
Imagine getting ousted. Can we agree to never do that?
Ousted?
Ousted. Be like, is Brian, that- what if I was like, you have to sell your part of Makeshift or else I'm going to stop podcasting? Let's promise to not do
right,
that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Promise. I promise not to
and
do
And we're
going to
make our own
Say
candy
it on camera.
Day. Yeah. I promise to never do that.
Ow!
Oh, what happened?
I just hit my thumb on the thing. I promise to never oust Zach.
If we had a candy, what would we call it? Would it be
Z&B, snowplowing.
Yeah. Z&B?
Yeah.
That's B&Z.
B&Z snowplowing.
B&Z snowplowing. The candy would be called snowplowing?
And it'd be
like
snow caps.
It's like a play on snow caps. Yes. Now we're talking.
It would be snow caps, but in like nerds form.
Oh.
Like small.
Oh, yeah.
Little baby ones.
Like in the piano.
Yeah.
No, I thought that was a great question I came up with. And another question is how many questions? Last segment of the podcast. This podcast is brought to you by B&Z Snow Caps.
Yep.
How many questions do kids ask in a day?
10.
I feel like kids ask 100. So many questions.
Probably one every like 2 minutes while they're awake. That's my guess.
That's your guess?
On every minute.
Okay,
and a half.
So calculator. What's that come out to? What is that going to give you? Do the math.
I have no idea. I don't want to do the math.
It's way too much math.
A
so
lot.
That's like 30 an hour.
Yeah.
Right? Times how many hours they're awake?
12 hours? 15 hours? 300.
300. Brian!
300?
300 questions. First of all, that's not the math.
That's pretty good,
that.
Though.
But you nailed it
pretty
on the
good.
Head. 300 questions kids ask. I always say apparently.
Apparently.
I don't like apparently this happened. Moms reported the hardest questions they were asked. Can you guess those?
The
hardest questions kids ask. Can you guess them?
Where is dad?
No.
That's got to be. Right? I thought he was getting milk.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know why I thought about that.
Why is water wet? Why don't you try that one? Or what are shadows made of? Not where's dad? That's horrible. What's wrong with you?
I don't know why I thought about that.
All right, that's the podcast. That's
podcast.
The
podcast.
79. What? 79.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Not right. Even like, where do babies come from? It. Like, that's...